News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Cloudy skies and 62 degrees at 6 o'clock. I'm Raymond Newpert, WSAU News. Police in Altoona say they've recovered the body of a missing Wausau man. 21-year-old Carter Fitzgerald was found in the Eau Claire River Saturday after going missing on Thursday. Officials say Fitzgerald and another canoeist got too close to the Altoona Dam and capsized their boat, and the other man did manage to escape to safety. Fitzgerald's body was discovered 2 miles downstream from the dam. New audio from emergency radio calls reveals how first responders reacted to Friday night's murder rampage in Santa Barbara. Police can be heard reporting shots fired at different locations and requesting multiple ambulances in the Isla Vista neighborhood. They also describe how Elliot Roger ran down two people riding bikes as he drove his BMW. He allegedly killed 6 people before crashing his car and shooting himself in the head. Memorial Day has come to mean the unofficial start of summer and a 3-day weekend, but the original purpose behind Memorial Day is still the most important purpose. Portage County Veterans Service Officer Mike Clements says it's important to remember the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedom.
It's not just another day off. It's just not another day to cook hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. But the real purpose is to remember our war dead and honor our war dead. So I would like people to keep in mind, visit a cemetery, look at the veterans' graves, and honor our war dead.
We've got a list of local ceremonies online in our podcast section at WSAU.com. President Obama made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan where he laid out his agenda to U.S. troops. Fox's Wendell Goller has more.
The president slipped out of the White House and flew into Bagram Air Base to thank U.S. servicemen and women for their sacrifice. He noted most will be coming home from Afghanistan by the end of the year.
By the end of this year, the transition will be complete, and Afghans will take full responsibility for their security, and our combat mission will be over. America's war in Afghanistan will come to a responsible end.
Mr. Obama did not meet with outgoing Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who has backed away from a deal to keep a limited number of U.S. troops in the country beyond 2014 for counterterrorism missions. His likely successor, Abdullah Abdullah, has promised he will implement the deal if he wins a runoff election June 14th. At the White House, Wendell Goller, Fox News Radio.
A special memorial to honor a fallen Colby firefighter was unveiled yesterday. Jameson Campmeyer died while fighting a fire in Abbotsford 2 years ago, and now a wall in his honor stands at the fire department in Colby. That memorial was the project of an Eagle Scout who raised $10,000 and spent 2 years trying to get it built. Campmeyer would have been 37. A Colorado man found out the hard way this weekend that an old outstanding arrest warrant will never go away. The 31-year-old Commerce City, Colorado man had a Lincoln County arrest warrant dating back to 2002 for being in a tavern while underage. He had been cited but never paid that fine before leaving the state. The man was taken to the Lincoln County Jail where he was released after posting a $550 cash bond. Apple is asking a court to order Samsung to remove features found to infringe on 3 Apple patents. In a court filing on Saturday, Apple named features such as slide to unlock on home phone screens, autocorrect prompts, and so-called quick links for scanning text. A federal court in California ruled earlier this month that Samsung has infringed on those 3 patents and ordered the South Korean electronics giant to pay nearly $120 million in damages. Now the Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For this Monday, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly around midday and continuing during the afternoon. A high around 80 degrees, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, any thunderstorms ending shortly after sunset, then some patchy fog later on, a low down to 60. On Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, still a 50% chance of thunderstorms, but mainly in the southern part of the area south of Wausau, a high around 80. More sunshine again on Wednesday with a high of 79. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
That's news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newpert on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.